Chapter 17. The office secretary called Ms. Starr to send a student to collect Nori and Marigold. The two girls waited in the hall outside the principal's office on a hard bench. The moment they were alone, Nori blew up. Marigold was expecting it.
"Why did you ruin everything?" barked Nori. "Principal Gonzalez met us halfway." "It wasn't halfway. He said we could have dregs 1/8 of the day, only one time a week. That means he met us 1/40 of the way," explained Marigold. "He offered a compromise, Marigold, a compromise."
"Yes," Marigold said,
"but the compromise was bad, and we are just getting started, don't you see?"
"It was a good compromise," Nori insisted.
"We won."
Bax arrived, holding the cardboard box. Nori and Marigold climbed in, still arguing. As they stepped around the corner, a flare named Rune came down the hall with 5 tiny flares sitting in his hand.
"There they are," one tiny flare cried, "with the grumpy boy."
"Speed up, Rune," said Tiny Lacey. "I want to hear the news."
Marigold felt a surge of energy. She would tell the flares about the way they'd stood up to the principal. She'd offer to shrink Rune and the rest of the flares to make the big shrink even bigger. A group of 5th-grade flickers swarmed up as well, holding a gerbil cage full of tiny flickers. They were eager for answers, too.
"So, do we get to bring our dregs back?" Clyde asked. "What happened?"
"We won, but Marigold ruined it," Nori said.
"No, we stood our ground," said Marigold. "Principal Gonzalez offered a very weak compromise, Fridays at recess only. But more and more kids are joining our protest. We don't have to have dregs only on Fridays. If we stick with it, we can have them every day of the week."
"Marigold told him she'd keep shrinking people," explained Nori. "She threatened the principal."
"I did not threaten him. I said our protest was growing and I would keep shrinking kids who wanted it. It's a peaceful protest like we learn about in social studies," shouted Marigold.
"Do we give in?" she called to the crowd.
"No,"
called some of the kids.
"We do not give in," Marigold proclaimed.
"We can get him to give us a better offer. We just need more 5th graders to turn tiny.
Who's in?"
Rune didn't volunteer, but almost all the flickers raised their hands. So did several nearby flyers. Marigold concentrated, sent the magic through her fingers, and zoop, 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 the flyers shrank.
"They're so cute," somebody said.
The tiny flyers zipped in between people's legs, none of them more than a foot in the air. Next, Marigold instructed the big flickers to put down the gerbil cage. Once they were all tiny, everyone piled into the cage. Rune, who had stayed large, would carry it.
"Excuse me," said Tiny Lacey, banging on the door to the gerbil cage. "Marigold, I want to change back. Never mind about the protest."
"What?"
Marigold was shocked.
"Well, my magic is small now that I'm small," said Lacey. "I really don't like it. And later today we're doing cooking projects in magic class. I want my fire back."
"Yeah, me too," chorused the tiny flares.
They started complaining about how small their magic had gotten. They could only make tiny sparks. Marigold thought about what they were saying. True, some of the kids' magic had gotten small when they got small. But Marigold was still able to shrink things, and Nori was still able to flux just fine. Just not into anything large. How did it all work? There was still so much about magic they didn't understand. In any case, the tiny flares shouldn't grow large now.
"You'll ruin the protest if you big up," Marigold said. "You have to wait until the end of the school day, at least."
Lacey's mouth fell open.
"I don't think you heard me. I need my full-sized fire back."
"I did hear you," Marigold said.
"And I said no."
"I said change me back."
"No, we're in the middle of a protest."
The other tiny flares shouted that they wanted to be big again, too. Marigold refused.
"We have to stay strong," she urged. "Don't you guys get it? If we all turn tiny, Principal Gonzalez will have to meet our demands."
"But Marigold, why do you get to decide?"
a tiny flare asked.
If it's a group protest, shouldn't it be a group decision?
I'm okay with the protest ending, said another tiny flare. I want it to end.
Marigold shook her head.
I'm doing this for all of us, for the whole school. You'll thank me. You'll see.
The bell rang to end recess. People scattered.
I'll get you for this, Marigold!
Cried Lacey Clench, shaking her tiny fist as Rune walked down the hall, carrying her and the others in the gerbil cage. The tiny flyers swarmed off to class. Nori, Bax, and Marigold stood alone in the hall. Nori glared at Marigold.
If people want to be changed back, you have to change them back, she said.
Marigold pressed her lips together. She twined her foot around her ankle.
You think it's fair to force them to do the protest?
Nori asked.
They committed to doing it. They shouldn't back out in the middle.
Seriously? Said Nori.
Yes, seriously.
Seeing a protest through to the end was serious. Why didn't Nori understand? A shadow loomed over them.
The two of you are driving me batty, Bax growled from above. You're stressing me out, and I don't want a flux, so...
He folded in the flaps of the cardboard box, making a lid. Everything went dark. He'd closed them in.
We're going back to class, he said as he strode down the hall. And we're not going to talk about the protest anymore. We're going to be quiet, and then we're going to listen to Ms. Starr explain our volcano research projects.
But why?
Marigold said, calling through the crack of light that shone between the flaps.
Because I say so, Bax said. And guess what? I'm bigger than you. So what I say goes.